The mean of the distribution is actually something that you've been computing for many years. It's simply the average of all the scores. So if we have 10 scores in the distribution, we add them all up, score 1 plus score 2 plus score 3 up to n, the number of scores we have, add those up and then divide by n, or the number of scores. So if we had 10 scores, we'd add them up and then divide by 10, and that would give us the mean or the average. And that's our first measure of central tendency. The mean and all measures of central tendency have certain properties that distinguish one from the other. So I want to talk about the properties now, particularly the properties of the mean that make it so valuable in terms of the rest of statistics. A first property or actually way to think about the mean is in terms of its being the balance point of the frequency distribution.